Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Without a Doubt. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we will be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Abram was 99 years old. God appeared to him. He said, I'm the Lord. I'm Almighty God. Walk before me and be perfect. I'll make my covenant between me and you, multiply you exceedingly. Abraham fell on his face. God talked with him. And he told him about him having a child and how that they were to be circumcised. Of course, at this time, Abraham feels like he's already got a child. So I'm sure he's thinking about circumcising Ishmael. And verse 15, and God said to Abram, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. And I will bless her and give you a son also of her. Yes, and I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations, just like you a father of nations, and kings of people shall be of her. And Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Abraham, are you with me? Genesis 17:17. Abraham, this is the man in Romans 4. This is the man in Hebrews 11. The man with his picture by the word faith in the dictionary. This is him. And he did what? He fell on his face in front of God. He laughed in God's face. He fell on his face. I mean, the man fell out laughing. He didn't just go, ha, ha, ha. He laughed, he fell out in the floor, laughing. And he didn't say it out loud, but God heard it. How many of God hears what you say inside you? He said it in his heart, but God heard it just like he opened his mouth. Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old, and shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? He laughed. What's the word I'm looking for? How do you say that? Incredulous. Yeah, but it was the illity. How you say that? Yeah, you're not doing too good either on that. He was incredulous. You know, we use these words, incredible. That's not a good word for believers to use. Incredible, if you look it up, it means unbelievable. Not to be believed, not trustworthy, not reliable. And he was incredulous. He thought it was an incredible thing that him, 100 years old, and Sarah, 90 years old, were going to have a baby. He just thought that was too funny. Did he doubt here? Oh, yeah. Big time. Now, before we go further, did the story end here? No. I'm taking some extra time, but listen, guys. Is it possible to blow it? To waver? Huh? To say some dumb stuff? To talk some unbelief? And to still, oh come on, to still get it together later and get back on track and wind up in Hebrews 11? Where nothing is mentioned about any laughing. If you just read Hebrews 11, you'd never imagine this. You'd just go, ooh, that Abraham. He's a faith man. Ooh, faith. Faith, brother, I'm talking about faith. You don't see him laughing in God's face about what he told him. Then that wasn't the end of it. When he gets through laughing, he says, oh God, that Ishmael would live before you. We already got a boy. Unbelief. Doubt. And God said, Sarah, your wife, will bear you a son indeed. He's already got a name. He wasn't conceived yet. You'll call his name Isaac. I'm going to establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant and with his seed after him. And he went on to say something about Ishmael. He said, verse 21, but my covenant will I establish with Isaac, and Sarah shall bear to you at this set time. He said, I got a date for the delivery. Oh, come on now. And here's the man laughing in God's face. He said, well, he said, the boy's already got a name and his delivery is already on the calendar. Right? And verse 22, and I think it's significant that he says, and he left off talking with him. God went up from Abraham. Sounds like the conversation got cut short that day. Right? Because we know from reading the scripture that hardness of heart and being slow to believe and unbelief grieves the Lord. We read that and studied that earlier. Grieves him. So when he laughed and laughed and laughed and said, well, yeah, what about Ishmael? We got Ishmael. He said, look, the boy's name's going to be Isaac. He's going to be coming here at the set time. And this is what's going to happen with the covenant. And this is what's going to happen with the covenant. And bye. Right? Now, the reason I say that is, what do you think after God saying that and in his presence leaving, what happened with Abraham? We know something changed in the man because he's in Hebrews 11. How did it happen? What changed? Man, this is good news, because no matter how dumb and unbelieving you have been, you can change. Can't you? Go to Genesis 18. Let me tell you this too. 18. The Lord came by. And Abraham was very hospitable, invited the angel of the Lord in, and they made him a meal, and he's talking to him. And verse 9, they said to him, where is Sarah, your wife? He said, well, look, she's in the tent. He said, I will certainly return to you according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. And now Abraham and Sarah were old. Well, 100 years is old. And well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. That means she's gone through the change of life. Therefore, because, see, therefore is there because of them being so old and her already going through the change of life. Sarah laughed. Notice again. Within herself. She didn't even laugh out loud. And God heard that. How many know anything you do inside, he knows, he hears. And she said, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? So, she just thinks that's ridiculous. She got to trying to imagine it. And she thought, that is a joke. That me and Abraham's going to have a baby. And she just laughed inside herself. No sound on the outside. And the Lord said to Abraham, he didn't even address her. He said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? See, ain't nobody heard her laugh. Except the Lord. He said, why'd she laugh? Saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? He said, at the time appointed, I will return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah spoke up and she denied. She said, I laughed not. I didn't laugh. Now she's done gone to lying. She's probably trying to be technical. How many know a technical lie is a lie? Well, no, technically, I didn't laugh. Yeah, technically you did. If God says you laughed, You laughed. Because she didn't say it trying to be honest. She said it because she's scared. But reading Hebrews 11, you'd never think that. It just says Sarah herself, by faith, received strength to conceive a child when she was past age. And we all go, woo, that's faith, man. But here she is, doubting, laughing, lying. What other greater examples of faith are there than Abraham, Sarah? And yet we see they had some moments, didn't they? Oh, but the reason I bring it up today is because God is a gracious God. He's a kind, merciful, forgiving God. And we talked about this before, but this is exactly what happened. What happened with Sarah? They got up, they left, and she's left to herself to sit there in the tent and think about what just happened. And she realized, I don't think it took her too long, realized, man, I messed up. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have laughed, and then I sure shouldn't have said I didn't laugh. Right? And what happened? What did the Bible say? She judged God faithful. Hebrews 11. So we know the conclusion she came to. She's sitting in that tent and got to thinking about it. And she, now here's the thing. People say, I can't believe we already talked about it. That's not true. It's a choice. It's a choice. And they might have said, I can't believe that as old as we are, this is going to happen. No, they made the choice. And they said, I don't care what I see. And I don't care how far-fetched it sounds and seems, or how incredible other people might say it is, I choose to believe God. Amen. Judged him faithful. And when they did, his body started to change. Her body started to change. And they kept changing and kept changing and kept changing. Something miraculous happened to her. She got so good looking that kings wanted her in her harem. After that, something miraculous happened to her. Can God renew your youth? Yes. Oh, come on. Can he renew your youth? He did. Doesn't happen for doubters. And people that laughed and made fun have got to quit laughing, quit making fun, and start believing. I said, start believing, and that's us. Stand on your feet, please.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Famous Doubters, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1104H. That's R1104H. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.